Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Good morning. Thank God for His grace. Don't we do that all the time? Aren't we always, or shouldn't we always be in the posture where we thank God for His grace? His grace, the grace that God gives to us. Amen. I am grateful. I know I'm grateful for His grace. I could not survive. I could not make it. I could not do it without the grace of Almighty God. And I thank Him, I thank Him, I thank Him. Good morning and welcome to Hope City Radio. Amen. It's Friday. Can you believe it? It's Friday. We have had snow and rain and sunshine and good weather all in the last six days. But great, thank God we're still here. Thank God we're still here. Thank God that we are still in His presence. And the presence of God is the fullness of joy. The fullness of joy. And at His right hand are pleasures evermore. Thank God for His grace. That's a story and a song and a testimony and all of it wrapped up in one. Something we can bless Him for and thank Him for and be grateful for. Grace. Now, the only people who need grace are those of us who mess up. You only need grace if you have issues. You only need grace if you fall by the wayside. You only need grace if you've made mistakes and if you question your walk with God because of some of the challenges that you have. That's when you need grace. And so anyone who doesn't have any of these issues, they don't know God's grace. Anyone who, just got it all together and don't have any issues, you don't know God's grace. You've not experienced God's grace. And so it's easy to judge people, and it's easy to be judgmental, and it's easy to turn our backs on people when they make a mistake. But my God, when we ourselves have experienced the great grace of our Lord, it's impossible to walk away. It's impossible to talk about people. It's impossible to be judgmental. It's impossible to cut people off because they've made a mistake, because we know that but for the grace of God, the grace of God, that would be us. And so we're thankful and we thank Him. So we worship Him, so we honor Him, so we bless Him, so we glorify him for that great, great gift called grace. Amen. 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 The great gift called grace. Praise the Lord. Now, you know, we are walking into our Holy Week. Get ready, get ready. We're walking into Holy Week. This Sunday is what we call traditionally Palm Sunday. This is the triumphant entry into Jerusalem. Amen. This is when Jesus rides in on a donkey, and the people are yelling and screaming. They're cutting down the branches and laying it in front of the donkey and take it off their cloak, their outer cloak, and laying them in the road so that the donkey can walk on their clothes, and they're saying, "Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." And then 7 days later, they will be yelling. Some of the same people in that crowd will be in a different crowd. They'll be in a different crowd by Good Friday, and they'll be yelling, "Crucify him, crucify him." So we begin our Holy Week on this Sunday. And so I'm praying that you are dialed in and you are ready. We have our services this Holy Week. It's Wednesday. We have Bishop Liston. Bishop Michael Turpin is Wednesday night. And then Thursday night is Bishop Liston Page Jr., who will be with us at our East New York campus. And then at our Spring Creek campus, we'll have a concert, just some music, where we can worship the Lord together. And that'll be at our Spring Creek campus on the corner of Elton and Flatlands. And so just come on out and be a part of what's happening. You can check out on HopeTouch.org, and you'll be able to get information about those services. And I believe you'll be able to watch those services at least Wednesday and Thursday, the streaming. By streaming. So you'll be blessed. You will absolutely be blessed. Amen, amen, amen. What is God expecting from you during this Holy Week? What is it that God's looking for you and I to embody? What is it that we want to learn and experience in this week of looking at the passion of our Savior? What took him to the cross, and what got him on the cross, and what kept him on the cross until he died? What was it? It was his passion for you and for me, and I want you to make sure that you are engrossed there, because after we get through Good Friday, and we then get ready for Resurrection Sunday, Sunday morning, when our Savior, this is what separates Jesus from all others, Jesus, the Son of God, all man, all God, this is what separates him from all others, that on that third day, Jesus got up out of the grave with all power in his hand, He is ascended to heaven, and thank God Jesus is coming back again. He's coming back again. And so we want to thank God. We're going to celebrate. We're going to celebrate the three services on Resurrection Sunday, and I want you to come and be a part of those services. Bring somebody with you who needs Jesus. We're going to begin a series on Resurrection Sunday talking about relationships. We're going to kick it off with understanding love from one, a biblical perspective, and from a God-centered perspective. And so I want you to come and to be a part of that 7 a.m. at our East New York campus. That's a one-hour service. I think you'll be blessed there. And then 9 a.m. and 11:30 at Spring Creek. We are looking forward to God doing great, great, great things. And so we're excited. We're excited. Amen, amen. Following God in this area of grace looking forward to God doing new and fresh things, because he is God. There is none like him in all the earth. What problems are you facing? What challenges are you looking at? Where do you find yourself in a battle, to become who God has called you to be? All of us are in a battle in some way, shape, or form. Every one of us is fighting in some area. We're fighting some place. We're fighting something. But I'm here to tell you that if you are fighting in Christ, then you are fighting from the place of victory. It might not feel like it. You might not think it. It might not settle in your spirit. But I'm telling you that you are fighting from a place of victory. Now, I want you to know that I didn't say that you're not fighting. You are fighting. You are in a battle. You are wrestling. You are coming through some difficult things. Yeah, and I don't want to downplay those things because they're real. They're real. But I'm here to tell you that you are fighting from the place of victory. You're not fighting trying to get to the place of victory. You're fighting from the place of victory. And I want to encourage you to keep on fighting. I want to encourage you to know that you're already in the place of victory, and you're waiting for God to reveal himself in this place. Amen. And as we get ready for the weekend, I want you to settle yourself and rest in God, rest in what God will do, and rest in what God has already determined to do through you. Rest in your relationship with the Lord. Rest in his grace, knowing that God loves you and he will not put more on you than you can bear. Come on, let's pray. Gracious God, we love you. Thank you, God, for your manifold blessings and wisdom. We thank you, Lord, for all that you are doing, your grace and your mercy that has brought us safe this far. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for providing for us. Thank you for making a way for us. Thank you, God, that when we did not know what to do or where to go, that you, in your infinite wisdom, ministered to us, spoke to us, gave us direction and grace. And so, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will have your way, and that your grace, which we know sufficient for us, which we know is made perfect in our weakness, which we know that you are in the center of, which we know that you are pointing that love toward us. We pray that that very grace will guard us, Lord. That very grace will help us to become who we have been called by you to be. That very grace will cause us to be ministered to and to minister. That very grace, God, will help us through our most difficult times. The grace of God will help us through the pain that we experience and the discomfort that we experience. And when we need sympathy in some cases or compassion in other cases from people, that, God, we will recognize that maybe you're causing those people not to give us what we think we need so we can experience your grace. Oh, God, when we feel ostracized and criticized, that is when we can experience your grace, when we feel like we are being singled out and pushed aside. Lord, help us to recognize that it is in that place that we experience your grace. And so, God, this weekend we want to experience your grace as we step into Friday and begin the trek into the weekend and begin the movement into this holy and passion week. I pray that you'd help us to experience your grace, experience your love and your kindness, your tender mercies, Lord God. Help us to experience your love, even when we feel unloved and when we feel like we have given all we have and still it's not enough. Help us to recognize your grace is sufficient. It's enough. It's enough. And it is made perfect in our weakness. And so, God, we give it all to you. We stand in our truth that you are God and beside you there is no other. We thank you for wisdom, for grace, and for love. In Jesus' name, help us to extend grace to other people today and this weekend as we get ready to celebrate the passion of our Savior. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you. Go ahead, go forth. Go from the place of victory and believe God to work miracles and give you this wonderful thing called grace. We love you. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.